following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our lovely planet.
I beat you to it.
You did. I like that.
I did. Competition. Hi, I'm Shia.
I'm Ariel.
And the name of the program is
Being Here.
So, the subject matter of today's program is you don't need to have an aha moment to be enlightened.
I really love this subject.
Yes, we do. We do. Because, you see, it's been our experience. Ariel and I have been working together, leading workshops, for more than 23 years now.
Together.
Together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have met, and prior to that, we did a lot of looking and taking courses and living in meditation center and taking workshops of every ilk, some of them lasting as long as 6 months, most of them in the 1 month long category.
And I have to tell you, I'm personally thrilled that I did all that hard work.
Right.
But I'm here to tell you, you don't need to do all that hard work.
No.
And that comparing what Shia and I did or what anybody else has done to what your life is about
can only impede the possibility of your discovering your own enlightenment. So we're going to talk about listening.
And we're going to talk by finishing each other's sentences.
Because that's the way we talk.
Just wanted to let you know, if you haven't been with us before, or remind you, if you have been with us before, that it's our style of communication.
Right.
So let's talk about listening.
Listening. Most people listen to their own conversation about what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
The thoughts in their heads. They think about what's being said rather than listen to what's being said. They may hear the words, but it's not a pure representation of the point of view of the person speaking, because it's been so much edited by the judgments and the voice in your own head that says, oh, I know this already, or, oh, no, I don't agree with that, but I know better.
Or he always starts with most people, or she always says, or I know where they're going, or it sounds like...
This sounds just like
the last radio show.
Or something else we've done.
So see if you can slow down, get here, and simply listen to hear what's being said rather than to try to get to a destination or to prove to yourself how smart you are, that you already know it. And most of us, our minds are pre-programmed from being a youngster where we were competitive, where we're trying to prove that you can do it, where you know it already.
No, I do.
Let me tie my shoes. I do. So you don't have to do. Let's just listen. There'll be callers on the show today. Listen to them as well. Let's hear each other.
See, now, one of the things that we've discovered that's really not spoken about in the enlightenment community is that all it takes to get enlightened is to get into the current moment of your life. Now, we speak about that, but most people give you things to do. We're not going to give you anything to do. Our approach is not psychological. We're not about fixing or changing you. Our approach is anthropological. An anthropologist studies behaviors of cultures, and we were all raised in a culture, whether it be our family culture or whatever, the school, the church, the whatever you were trained by in your formative years, that's how you view life, through those perspectives or in opposition to those perspectives, but that's the same thing. So anyway, we're not trying to get you somewhere, except perhaps into the current moment of your life.
Now,
and that's
actually
all it takes to discover enlightenment.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
it's okay.
you. It occurred to me as you said that you're already here in the current moment of your life. What gets between you and the experience of being here is listening to your thoughts as opposed to engaging in what is. So today we had the opportunity to engage in what is actually happening rather than listening to your commentary about your life as it goes by.
Or your commentary about what's being said, as though your commentary knows better.
Yes. Oh, what they mean is...
Yes. Oh, I understand what they're saying. Yes. Well, in any event...
The inspiration for this show came from the incredible trip we had this past summer to Cambridge and to London, where we did a series of courses, television interviews, in different locations. And what we realized is that people we hadn't met before were really very interested in how we got here, the process, the aha moment. And we've had some, but at one point, somebody said to me, oh, well, I heard Shia's aha moments, but what about yours, Ariel? Where did yours come? Because they wanted to know, but it was very serious, significant, and I looked and I thought, okay, where was my enlightened
moment
where I turned the corner into well-being? And I realized, I said to them, my enlightened moment was a lot of successive series of nothing. Nothing happened. And it really bothered them. And I didn't say it to bother them, but I realize that a lot of y'all are looking at our lives, other people's lives, people who you may hold in high esteem, in looking at their aha moment, comparing yourself and coming up short, thinking that it didn't happen in a definable way that you can hang and capsulize and say, this moment in time was when it happened. And what Shia was talking to me about today, which I found really inspiring, was even his aha moment was actually recognizing that it had already happened. It's something, transformation happens in retrospect, where you look and you see that you're already living in a transformed lifestyle.
Right. See, a lot of what's out there is a lot of spiritual one-upsmanship, where people are trying to prove that they've gotten somewhere. Now, you know, the truth of the matter is, when you're enlightened, you haven't gotten anywhere. There's an old saying, a Zen saying, that goes, before I was enlightened, I chopped wood and carried water. After I was enlightened, I chop wood and I carry water. There's no difference. The circumstances of your life may not shift, but it's your experience of living that shifts. So that's the ticket. And listening will pull you into the current moment. And what I almost said earlier and didn't was, all it takes to have your life transform is to get into the current moment of your life. Now, here's the thing. We are already in the current moment of our lives, but we don't think that this is it. See, we think that it has to be special or blissful or feel good to be enlightening. When you're enlightened, you live your life as though it's what you should be doing, rather than as a burden, rather than as I should be doing something else with my life. And this isn't really it. Someday, something will come along that'll make my life right.
Yes, people have the misconception that in order to be enlightened, you should be more, fill in the blank, more organized, more together, more kind, more something.
More giving.
Or less something, less upset, less angry, less, I don't know, you have to be different. You have to be more of something, less of something, different.
But you see, here's the thing. There are three principles to instantaneous transformation. The first one is that anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. The second one is that you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of now. And the third one is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself the moment you see it. So it's not about getting somewhere or changing or doing anything. It's a non-doing road to enlightenment. It's the lazy person's road to enlightenment or way of enlightenment.
The lazy person's way to enlightenment.
I didn't want to say lazy man.
Right.
Or lazy woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lazy person, you know? Because I don't want to be accused of being sexist, because I am.
Yes, it's very true. I know. Recently we went fishing. Not that recently, but we had a fishing guide who took us fishing down the Deschutes, and we were telling...
which is a river in Oregon.
Oregon. And we were telling our friend Amy about it. I believe it was Amy. About going fishing with this guide. And we said, and our guide, she is one of the best in the world. And we all started laughing because the mental image that was in her mind was not of another woman, but it was of a man, because that's the stereotype.
The other thing about this enlightenment thing, yeah, is that you don't have to go to India to get enlightened. You can get enlightened right now.
And all it takes is awareness, a non-judgmental seeing of everything, including your prejudices for and against, your preconceived notions about gender.
Exactly. As you start seeing the way it is that you relate to life, if you don't judge yourself but realize that's the only way you could possibly be in the current moment of your life, that's where enlightenment resides.
And we'll leave you with that thought while we go to the break. We'll come back shortly. Come on back.
And don't miss...
Being here.
Being here. Yeah.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes.
You know what? You don't need an aha moment to be enlightened.
That's right.
Do you think that we should define enlightenment?
Yeah, let's.
What do you mean by enlightenment?
What do I mean by enlightenment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I consider a person enlightened when they live their life as though whatever is showing up in their life is their idea and they're not victimized by it. That they're a yes to what comes their way. They're not complaining that this isn't it. They're not operating as though what's showing up in their life is a mistake. That's my definition.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and it may not have all that bliss stuff that most people have wrapped around it, but the result of being a yes to your life is well-being, is satisfaction.
One of the paradoxes about it is that it's instantaneous. It happens in a moment. Here you are, and you recognize this deep hum of well-being. And it's also cumulative.
That's right.
So as your life continues, your ability to maintain the state, your ability to experience your life deeply, it keeps expanding as you do. That's one of the things where it's instantaneous and cumulative.
You know, these aha moments,
mm-hmm.
they get in the way of you discovering your own transformation. Because you have this great moment, and then it's like a peak experience, and then you are comparing your life to it in the as though that moment was really where your life was at, and this one is less.
Right. So then that becomes your picture of the circumstances, feelings, all the parameters around what enlightenment looks like.
Right, and then you'll disregard all those moments when you are in your life because they don't fit the picture that you've created in this fantasy called enlightenment. We have a caller on the line.
Mm-hmm. Joe, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Ariel. Hi, Shia.
Hi, Joe.
Tell people where you're calling from today.
Today, I'm in Westbury, Long Island. On my way, and after we speak, well, I'll be on my way to teach a yoga class in Hicksville, Long Island.
Well, welcome cool. back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here. I really like what you just were saying about it doesn't, being enlightened doesn't exclude having upsets or things that you would in some way not prefer. You know, having
right.
non-preferable experiences. Because, you know, in my life, I feel like, especially since I've been attending your workshops, I feel like I've become much more of a yes to things that show up. And much more of a yes in general, you know, to my life.
Yes.
Well, I actually, from time to time in workshops, I've seen you over the years, and we've even joked around about it, start to nod off or fall asleep. And it's not particularly that you're tired or that the commentary where what people are talking about have suddenly taken a turn too boring and, you know, put you to sleep. I think a lot of what you're going to sleep or nodding off is when you have a thought process that you don't approve of, you don't hold it as an enlightened version of Joe.
Huh. Interesting.
What was that?
Excuse me?
He said interesting.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I've been looking at that because it happens probably most often if I'm reading a book, probably sometimes with television. Actually when I'm reading it happens a lot. So I get a chance to look at it and see, you know, well, where, you know, what was happening? What is this that I end up, you know, seeing that, noticing that my eyes are closed? And it is something like that. It's like my mind starts to go off in a direction from something I read or something I was previously thinking about, and I get sort of, I go into a cloud, you know.
Well, this is a segue, and it's blatantly promotional. I'm warning you right up front. Later this month, October 22nd through 24th, we're doing a course in New York, Joe, Live in the Moment and Not in Your Thoughts. And a lot of what we've been talking about today, about what impedes people's experience of well-being, and what you're describing is when you follow thoughts. And I personally am encouraging you to attend that particular weekend. I think it will be really, really beneficial for you because you are incredibly intelligent, and your thoughts definitely take you places that whisk you away from this moment. So I just want to take a moment to invite you.
Thank you so much. I accept. I will definitely be there.
Excellent.
Good. Did you have a question for us today before we kind of diverted you?
Okay. Well, yeah, I had a question because, you know, recently I've gotten a little more involved in trying to let people know about transformation. I just think it's such a cool thing, and it's been such a positive experience in my life that I'd love for more people to share it.
Okay.
And one of the things that I have done recently was to start some groups that form online in a meeting situation, an online format that helps people join in groups to share whatever that they have.
You mean like one of those New York meetup groups?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And that's been a lot of fun, and I was just like looking for more things, more possible avenues to share transformation, because it's been really exciting, but I feel like there's a real need to broaden out, to make a wider contact with people around.
Okay. So what's your question?
So I guess I'm just asking, well, how to be possibly more effective in what I'm doing in terms of sharing it with the people in the meetup group, or more avenues to explore?
Well, you see, that's an interesting question, because from an enlightened point of view, more is not necessarily better.
Huh. Okay.
See, it's like you're missing this moment in trying to have the future turn out the way you'd prefer it. Now, I would love to share transformation with the world, and that's why we do this radio show.
We are very respectful of the fact that there are people all over the world who cannot regularly attend Monday nights like you can because you live in the area. And so there are lots of people who this show is a weekly conduit of possibility.
In fact, we got a beautiful email from a dentist, John, in Canada.
Recently talking about
how he listens to this show religiously and has listened to all of them, and how they've dramatically impacted the quality of his life.
In fact, he was talking about the flirting show, and that he realized flirting wasn't just about something romantic, it was about having fun, and he went in and it transformed his orthodontic practice.
Right, he said it was the most fulfilling day at work he'd ever had.
So when you talk about sharing transformation, I don't really know what that means. I don't know what it means to you, but I'm really clear when you say the words, it's got a narrow connotation. What we're talking about is living your life, Joe.
As though whatever is there is what you should be interacting with. Whatever is there to do, you do. If there's somebody in your environment, in this moment, they're supposed to be there, as though your life is an unfolding of what is supposed to be, not interruptions, but things to include in your life.
Okay, right. Okay.
And somehow your question is about producing results that will then somehow make you feel better because you produced those results, rather than bringing this sense of well-being into everything you do.
Right. That's true. I had this idea that I wanted more people, although that I think that's okay, but the way what you're saying is absolutely true, that it was not being in the moment.
Well, yeah, but
now, again, here we go. Now we're on the pendulum swing, because you're still hearing it in a right-wrong paradigm. It's like, oh, yes, I wanted that, and that's not being in the moment. Well, now you've defined what not being in the moment is, so now you're going to be reluctant to do the things you've ascribed to not being in the moment. And I have no problem with you talking to people about possibility, about coming to your meetup group to do the activities that you're doing, coming to Monday nights, joining you for weekends, listening to the show. But it's really, Joe, about getting excited about your life,
in this moment, not when you get somewhere. You know, these aha moments, so what? And then, what now? Now what? You know, it's like in each moment, your life is a moment of perfection if you're there for it. But if you hold one moment as better than another, then you miss the magnificence of this moment of your life.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you're going from here to teach a yoga class. I have some ideas about that, but we're moving close to the break. Can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, sure I can.
Great. So we'll talk with Joe a bit more. Hopefully we'll talk with all of you. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Yeah.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. We're talking with Joe. You still there, Joe?
Yep, I'm still here.
The thing that came to mind that I wanted to say to you is if you have the idea that more is better, then you will walk into your yoga class, and if you have 10 students, you'll think it'll be better if you have 15. If you have 20, you'll think it'll be better if you have 30. If you have 30, you'll think it'll be better if you have more classes of 30. The mind will continue to think that this moment is not it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I bet you there are days you walk in, and if the attendance is not what you expect or like,
you go down with it.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, well, you know, like, the attendance is what it is, and if you bring yourself to whatever your attendance is and have fun with who's there, you'll probably have more people the following week.
Because if you resist it, what you resist persists, grows stronger, which means less attendance, because people will feel like they're a body and not a person you care about. Second, you can only have exactly what you have right now. And third, anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. And that also goes the same for sharing those things that are important to you. If you just allow yourself to be exactly as you are, that's your best bet.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great class.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
You're very, very welcome.
Right. Just in case you all missed it, I want to remind you, October 22nd through 24th in New York City, live in the moment and not in your thoughts. We have people coming in from all over. People have already registered from Germany. They're coming in. You're invited. There is no place too far. In the last course we did in Hamburg,
from
China. So, you know, go across the globe. You're welcome, and you can also come from right next door. You're invited. We have another call.
We do. Sandy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello. And where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Munich in Germany.
Munich.
Hey! Woohoo! Germany.
Yeah. And I love the topic. I love what you just spoke about with Joe. And you'd mentioned the flirting radio show recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember listening to that. And after that, I accidentally fell into enlightenment. It was like everything just went smoothly. It was so easy. And I flirted with everybody and everything in my apartment and the old lady upstairs. She held my hand and she saw me for the first time. But then I discovered that I'd made a mistake with, you know, something on the computer, and I got all upset. And then it was like a shift, like I stepped on my other foot again. And
you mean on the brakes?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you say no to what is, when you judge yourself, enlightenment disappears. I love you said you fell into enlightenment by accident.
Because that's the only way you can get there.
Well, you fell out of enlightenment by mechanics.
Yeah.
But the moment you notice that you do that without judging yourself,
if you don't judge it, you're back. But you
can't, that's where I get stuck.
But you can't not judge it to get back, because that would be the first principle, where you'd be manipulating your life to get to what you think you want rather than allowing your life to show up as it is.
Yeah, and usually it's the things that happen around me, I don't get as upset with that as I do with myself when I do something wrong.
Well, what can you possibly do wrong?
All right, what'd you do? Let's see if it's really a top 10 horrible thing.
Well, I had promised to, well, I'm planning on opening a shop in March next year. And so I had promised to send out a concept for a business plan by the end of the week.
Right.
And I had done some work prior, like a year and a half ago, research and had written some texts and things like that. And I had on the backup from my old computer, and the disk that I thought it was on had broken, so I went to get that repaired and everything, and it took a while, and so it was the end of the week already, and then I found out that I didn't have the backup on that, or I didn't have it copied, or something went wrong, and I got very upset with myself because I couldn't keep my promise to get everything done on time. And
well, you know, but here's the thing, Sandy. You could use that as an opportunity to create something newly rather than use something that you did a year and a half ago.
I actually did, but it took me the big black cloud over my head and all that to go through that for quite a while before I decided, okay, nonsense.
Well, now that you know that, now you've experienced it, you can actually truncate that. Meaning, when I was a child, my favorite book was A Wrinkle in Time, where, you know, and the illustration was of a person holding a string, holding one hand at one end of the string and another hand, you know, two fingers holding the other end of the string. And most of us think, like an ant, we have to walk across the string. We have to go in a linear progression. Your linear progression happened to go through a black cloud of disappointment, self-recrimination, being hard on yourself. There's a possibility of wrinkling time, meaning you take those two fingers on your left hand and your two fingers on the right hand, and you touch the two ends of the string together. You're already there. Now that you've seen what traversing it is like to get to the end, you can skip that part. Or you can be hard on yourself that you were hard on yourself and be prepared to be hard on yourself again.
And what would happen out of your being hard on yourself or being hard on yourself is you're basically saying no to how you were, which is the first principle called resistance. So if you're resisting something, that's what you keep in place.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So it's very simple stuff. If you see it, everything gets easy.
It's a little confusing. If you missed it, just rewind this show and listen again.
Cool. Yeah.
But,
thank you.
But in fact, if you are complaining about the way it is, you keep it the way it is. So if you're saying I'm in this despair and I don't like it, well, that keeps it in place. If you allow yourself to experience the despair without complaining to yourself about it, without trying to get rid of it, but just let yourself feel what you're feeling, it's over.
Yeah.
You ever go to the doctor's office?
Yeah.
Where you've got this, you've been feeling bad and something hurts, and you get into the doctor's office, and you're sitting there, and you're thinking to yourself how you're going to describe it to the doctor.
Yeah.
And it goes away.
Which shoulder was it?
And it goes away, right?
Right.
That's a perfect demonstration of the three principles. When you resisted it, it stuck around. When you enter the doctor's office, you start describing it, just allowing yourself to experience it. Third principle, anything you allow to be the way it is completes itself. So you describe it, it's over.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
The other thing, Sandy, if you say you're going to be opening a shop, you underestimate something. It's very easy to say, I'm going to open a shop. And then there's all the actual things that need to be handled to create that vision in the real world. And one of the things that most people meet is a level of resistance. A resistance in themselves. So you're not having compassion for that you set a deadline and then you met resistance in yourself.
I got something else.
Mm-hmm.
You see, setting up a shop is confronting. You know, all that you have to do is confronting. It's much easier, Sandy, to get upset about what you didn't do than deal with the doing this, the creativity of creating a shop.
Yeah, I remembered one of your radio shows when I was sitting in front of the blank paper. Mm-hmm. How you've mentioned this to other people before? How, you know, and I was reminding myself, and then suddenly I got 2 pages done within a couple of hours, but it took me so much resistance to go through it and to finally get it done and stop complaining about myself, and it was wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to take long, though, Sandy. You can just give it up, you know, bad complaining about yourself. Can you be different than you are right now?
No.
Too late, now went by. You could only been how you were in the moment I said that, like a picture with a camera. If I had a camera and took your picture, you could only be smiling if you were smiling, and your one eye could be open, the other closed, if that's the way it was. You could only be the way you are. So making yourself wrong for how you've been is a waste of this moment of your life.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's been
a
safety thing for you. It keeps people from wanting more from you, keeps you from wanting more from you. It's like an old friend. So, you know, rather than feeling bad that you've had that around, just think about it like as if it's a security blanket. You know, it makes no sense in a logical framework that a child will drag around a ratty doll or a scruffed up stuffed animal or a falling apart blanket, but it's something that they're used to. It's something that's security to them. This has been friendly to you. You've needed it right up until you don't. So don't beat yourself up for having it.
That's right.
Because people love you, including that.
And Sandy, it's about being compassionate for yourself.
And Sandy, we have to take a break. Can you come back with us?
I can.
Okay. We'll be back, everyone. Come on back.
And
don't miss being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Hey,
talking with Sandy.
We are. And before we go back to Sandy, I just want to encourage everybody to share the show. As Joe was talking earlier, he's doing lots of things online to meet new people. You know, you can Facebook, Twitter, a link to it. If this show has touched you, share it with the world and encourage people to share it as well. Sandy, still there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Compassion, darling.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we were talking about our definition of enlightenment, and my current, this moment definition of enlightenment is having compassion for yourself and also compassion for others.
Hmm. I like that.
And the other thing, too, is, and not to compare, but so much has happened for you. You are so much easier on yourself than you were 6 months ago or before Costa Rica last year, because you came and did the Costa Rica adventure with us in January in Costa Rica, and you had the expectation that the person you were going to meet in yourself was who you thought yourself to be, and you were so easy on yourself there that you have these little blips now. Big deal.
Yeah, I guess it just takes practice, too.
Yes. You take practice, and it just gets easier. Thanks for calling today.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And lovely, lovely speaking with you.
And likewise, both of you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
One last thing, Monday Night Alive, and we're back in New York next Monday. So for those of you in the area, come join us. We have another caller. Shall we take him?
Yes.
Mr. Adam, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
Hi.
Are you in school?
Yes, I am. I'm in my room right now.
All right. Tell people where that is.
Oh, I'm in Washington, D.C. at the George Washington University.
Yeah. That's cool.
Excellent. How's it going?
It's good. That was part of my question.
All right. We're ready for you.
Today. Okay. So this year, I've been really, freshman year was an adjustment to getting ready for college and the adjustment from, like, leaving home and learning
right.
to do work and live on my own. And so this year, I feel like I've been trying to be more, that I want to get A's and that I'm looking for that aha moment of, like, I've been comparing myself to what a grade A student should be. And if I'm doing it right, and all the things that that you guys always talk about, like judging myself. Or I noticed today, every time before class, I would judge myself about if I'm leaving at the right time and if I'm going to make it on time to class. And each time I made it on time, whether or not the conversation went on.
That's right. Here's the other thing. If you want to be on time, plan to get there early.
You know, a while ago on Monday, we left later than we wanted to, and it took us twice as long to get into the city.
Because there was more traffic,
We left later, but we still got there 40 minutes before start time. If you build yourself in a cushion, then even if you unexpectedly get delayed...
And we did. Then you'll still be on time. Here's
right.
the other thing. If you want to get... See, I would go for A's also, but I wouldn't go for A's. I would go to learn the subject matter so well that the outcome is an A. See, it's not
right.
about passing tests. It's about learning the concepts behind what you're learning so that you become an expert in your field even before you get out of college.
Right. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm doing it to just do well on the test.
Exactly.
But you forget something, Mr. Adam, and that
mm-hmm.
is that you are living amongst a sea of people who are simply trying to pass. And
definitely.
So if you start collecting that mindset, that doesn't mean anything. It means that your thoughts have synchronized up with what you are surrounded in, what you're floating in. But what matters are your actions. how you're going mm-hmm. about your life.
Right.
See, I think people have the mistaken idea that when they get enlightened, this thought process that's demeaning, diminishing, says inaccurate things, turns off.
Yeah, it doesn't ever go away, really.
You just don't have to listen to it.
Right.
Like you noticed it had a concern about you being late, but that did not have you be late to your classes.
Right.
It can say to you, I'm just trying to pass, but that doesn't mean how you're going about studying has to mirror that idea.
What do you mean, mirror? What is that?
Mirror.
It doesn't have to reflect that. You can be studying, as Shai said, to learn the material, to become an expert in your field.
To master it, that which you're learning, rather than to pass the test.
Right.
Would you think that Albert Einstein, would you put him in the category of a quality student?
I guess so.
Yeah, you know, when you think of Albert Einstein, don't you think of
right.
somebody who's like a mega brain?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Somebody recently sent us a quote of his, and I don't have it exactly, but it's going to be close. And chances are he didn't say it in English anyway, so the English version may not have been accurate. But it said something like this: I don't have any special skills. I'm just passionately interested.
Right.
And I think you're expecting yourself to be specially different than you are, rather than allowing yourself to be as passionately interested in your field of study. And here's the lie that you tell mm-hmm. yourself. I'm taking this class. Name me one of your classes.
Circuit theory.
I'm taking circuit theory because it's one of the requirements in order for me to get a degree.
Exactly.
That's the lie. You're taking right. it because you have a passion in computer science and you want to learn it and you want to be able to excel in it and master it. But
right.
if you want the kids' perspective, I have to take this crappy class because it's on the list and I can't get my grade. It's a requirement.
Yep.
I hear you laughing.
Yeah, that's definitely like I had that thought today, like that I'm like, where is this going to apply?
But you won't know where it's going to apply until an opportunity for an application of it shows up.
But yeah. The other thing is, it doesn't need to apply. What you need is to have the discipline to learn it, whether or not you see an application for it.
See, because right. your mind is tricky. It wants to get out of work.
See, let's go back
yes,
to let's go back to listening. People will come to a Monday night, for instance, or a weekend, and we'll be talking with you about computer science, and what they're interested in is getting married. And you're talking about computer science, and they're like, well, where does this apply? And I'll just check out. Whatever's in
right.
front of you.
Whatever is in your experience of your life in this moment is what you should be up to.
Right.
Because it's showing up in your life right now.
Yes.
So, you know, you said the first year was an adjustment. Every mm-hmm. moment's an adjustment. Every moment we're morphing from the childish perspective into the full person, the mensch, the adult, the enlightened perspective, where what you're up to is your choice rather than
a dictate from the authority or a parent authority figure.
Yeah, the stupid people put together curriculum is making me take that.
My parents are making me do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Then it's the school that's making you do it. Mm-hmm. Then it's your boss that's making you do it. See, if you want to have a life, your life, you got to be the one that's making you do it and wanting to and
yeah.
winning from it and having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be that you are the victim. I mean, it could be that you're the victim, but then that's not a very enlightened point of view.
No, it's not.
However, let's go back to the three principles. If you discover yourself, you're heading off to a class and you're feeling victimized that you have to go there, that's the only way you can be. And if you notice that you have a whole victimology about it, a victimized approach, and you don't judge yourself for seeing it, it'll disappear. You can only be exactly as you are, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a better you. And allowing yourself to be you makes you a caliber, by the way.
Yeah.
It makes you unique, too. Because you're not doing your life for the approval of others. You're learning the material because it's something you want to know.
Mm-hmm.
You sound so inspired.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm missing something.
Here's what you're missing. We have less than a minute in the show. You ready?
Yeah.
Here's what you're missing. This
is it.
Okay.
There's no future. There's no better. There's no past. Right now.
This is all there is.
This is your moment.
Right.
This is it. So you should stop working on yourself. You should reread our book. Working on yourself doesn't work. Doing your homework does. And with that...
We're going to say thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Adam.
Thank you.
And we wish you a lovely rest of your day.
Excellent.
A lovely moment of now.
Hey, y'all. We've really enjoyed being here. The time has flown. We'll be back next week. We hope that you'll come back and join us. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.